right. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me? Sorry? Okay. Let's stand and sing My Lighthouse. You can stay seated if that's easier, but let's stand for those who can, those who want. My Lighthouse.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the question your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Tomorrow brings, with each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my
stop. Sorry, it's not that hard. Everybody, feel with me. Hey, come on with me. Come on, we can do it.
My lighthouse, shine in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Good morning, everyone. Would you like to take a seat? Welcome. Welcome to Caloundra Salvation Army. It's great to have you today. And this is our change to being inside today. And we'll talk more about that later, but I hope you're feeling comfortable where you are. And people out on the deck, can you see me and hear me? Oh, they're not answering me. Hello, people on the deck, can you hear me? Thank you. And we've got kids in the playground. Kids in the playground, can you hear me? Cool. Great to have you here as well. I just want to go over our requirements for us gathering here this morning. And they are on the front of your newsletter. They don't change from week to week unless there's a major change. But just to remind you, we need to maintain social distancing, physical distancing of 1.5 metres between us if that's someone not from your immediate family grouping. So just make sure you're not too close to anyone. Please refrain, it's very hard, from hugging and handshakes or kisses or cuddles while you're here, unless they belong to you. Otherwise, let's refrain from that. And let our team serve you morning tea. So if you prepare your morning tea over here later, someone will serve you the hot water and or milk. And then you need to bring it back to your table or outside and be seated there to share morning tea. Also, if you've got a cough or a cold or you're feeling a bit unwell, please stay home. We do have some masks, and because we're trying to fit everyone onto the bus, we did say this morning, if it's a bit crowded or feel a bit close, we do have masks available. And if you feel that you'd like one, you're welcome to have one. But there's no compulsion from anyone to wear one. Also, if you haven't, you should have if you came in the door, and I presume most of you came in a door. If you haven't, we need to have your details recorded on our register so that we can ensure that everybody's safe. So just your name and a contact number. If you're regularly here, we have all your details. You don't need to give us all of those details, and we'll tick on file that you are here. Now, a couple of announcements this morning that I want to share with you. Lift. Who comes to Lift normally on a Tuesday? Fantastic. Well, if you don't come to Lift and you are interested, this Tuesday we have a special guest who is a nurse, and she's coming to speak to us about ACAT, Aged Care Assessment Team. And so if that's something of interest to you, either for yourself or for someone else that you are caring for or in a relationship with, you're welcome to come and listen to what's going on there. Now, I'm going to ask James to tell you about two things coming up, men's breakfast and our Friday night. What are we calling that, James?
Right. Good morning. Sorry. Men's breakfast, Saturday the 7th. That's 2 weeks yesterday. Special guest speaker is Pastor Phil Smith from Caloundra Uniting Church. All men are welcome, just men. I'm not allowed to go to Lift, so you can't come to just men's breakfast. And Phil's going to share his story. Breakfast will be $5, 7:30 a.m. here. Please come. All men are welcome. The other thing I want to announce today is a special gathering for prayer next Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Why would we be gathering for a special gathering of prayer next Friday at 4 p.m.? Some of you would be aware of this. This Friday night, October the 30th, the Noosa Temple of Satan will hold a black mass. The man organising this has said in media interviews, Satan has great plans for the Principality of Noosa and Australia. In that same interview with the journalist, the Australian newspaper, he said, "Hail Satan." They plan to summon the Dark Lord of the Universe through satanic invocations. The latest media reports tell us the event is sold out, and tickets were selling for $6.66. Churches across the Sunshine Coast, I know, as the chairman of the Caloundra City Pastors Network, churches are gathering to pray. We're going to pray at 4 o'clock here, 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock. Please come and join us. We have talked about this. This is church leaders from across the coast. All we need to do is worship God, proclaim the greatness, the power of God, and the name of Jesus. And that's what we're going to do. Please join us 4 till 5. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, James. And sometimes that strikes a little fear into our hearts, but we're not a fearful people because Jesus is our mighty Saviour, and we're glad about that. Let me read you this psalm. Psalm 108, verses 1 to 5 say this: "My heart is confident in you, O God. No wonder I can sing your praises with all my heart. Wake up, lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations. For your unfailing love is higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth." Let's lift his name together.
This is a great opportunity to start that worshipping of God, James, James was talking about, King of Kings, Majesty. And this is the important bit: God of heaven living in me. That's the important bit. If we get that right, then the other stuff doesn't matter. Gentle Saviour, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end, all within me falls. Your majesty I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. I'll ask you to stay seated while we sing, but as we get warmed up, let's really lift our voices in and proclaim the King of Kings in this space and in this, what did they call it, the principality. Let's claim it for who it belongs to.
Lord of Lords, King of Kings, we lay our all before you now. Transform each one of us so that we may become more like you. Empower us through your Holy Spirit to do the things that you have called us to do. Equip us to become people that walk in love everywhere we go. We praise you for who you are. All the glory is yours today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Kids time. Good enthusiasm, Sophie. All right, kiddies, come stand over here. Does anyone have any exciting news? You have news? How about you look this way and tell everyone?
I'm going camping on Friday.
Emmy's going camping on Friday. How long are you going to go for?
Two sleeps.
Two sleeps. Camping. Have you been before? No. That was really exciting. And Kira, do you have news? Here, look this way.
I found money.
You found some coins. Cool. Jacinta?
I have a new unicorn dress today when I'm wearing.
Oh, a new unicorn dress. Why don't you come here and do a little circle? Show everyone your unicorn dress. Oh, wow, that's pretty. Very nice. Sophie?
I've been surfing every Saturday now.
Sophie's been surfing every Saturday? Cool. Is it fun?
Yeah.
Yes, it's fun. We live in the right place, so that's good. Nice and close to the beach, hey? You got some more news?
Yesterday I went to Brisbane and I went to lollipops with my grandma and cousin and my uncle.
Awesome. Lollipops. That's like an indoor play centre. It's like chipmunks, which is an indoor play centre. If anyone doesn't know, Ethan, what's your news?
I had a leadership course yesterday for cops. And it's where you learn to like to make campfires and do all the outside skills that you need to do.
Awesome, that sounds fun, a leadership course for cubs. Oh, Ethan. Ethan's wearing his new junior soldier's badge. Awesome, that's exciting. Anyone else have any news? Oh, we've got Annika. Annika's here today. We've missed you. Anyone else want to share anything with everyone? You're good? All right, so we're going to go out with Brittany and go and do some fun activities. And I think you guys might get to make a chef hat or something exciting. So we're going to go around the building. So I will walk with you guys over there.
We're going to have the collection taken up now, our free will tithes and offering. And while that happens, we're going to sing a song. The words are in your order of service. It's People Need the Lord. If you know it, feel free to sing with us. If you want to just sit and listen to this beautiful song, you can do that. I just need to, if you're going to sing with us, the words in the last chorus are a little bit different for what you have than what we have. So basically, if you repeat the first chorus, you'll be right. But if you get lost in the last chorus, that's what's going wrong. So join, listen. Just enjoy this time and reflect on your giving as that happens.
Every day they pass me by, I can see
hear the words of love.
Challenges there, isn't there? Lots of things to think about. I'm going to have a chat in the chapel today, and I'm actually inviting Tim to come and chat with me. Tim, would you like to chat with me?
Sure. What are we chatting about?
I've got a big question. I've got a big question for you.
Yes.
This is your question for today. What's been happening at the Salvation Army Caloundra Corps?
Well, funny you should ask, Karen.
Do you need a hand? Oh, here's one he prepared earlier. What's been happening at the Salvation Army Caloundra Corps? Even the kangaroos want to know. So, Tim, would you like to give me a little bit of an idea of what's been going on here? Because things are not as they normally would be.
No, 2020 has been one of those years. We've had this thing called COVID. Have you heard of it? Yeah. So it's really affected every part of our lives and church as much as anything else. So as soon as we realised we couldn't meet together, we were online. You probably remember that. For 4 months, we were online doing Facebook services. And then as soon as we could, again, hopefully you remember, about 4 months ago now, I think, we were able to meet back outside. And that has been absolutely fantastic to be able to gather together as believers in the elements amongst God's creation. And we have enjoyed many things over that time, including a car almost going into a pond.
If you weren't here last week and you missed that, talk to somebody who can tell you all about it. But God's good and everything was fine.
And a great miracle is above your heads right now, these fans. And to give you a bit of inside information, generally when you're spending money with the Salvation Army, it's a slow old process. But these fans, from the thought that we should do it to being installed, has been miracle speed by Salvation Army standards. So we're able to be inside and enjoy the cool, and we just praise God for that today.
Now, Tim, I was thinking that if we had a bit of a walk through what a week might look like here, that might be able to paint a picture. Some of you have only joined us since we've been gathering back here in person. Some of you may have joined us while we were online. Some of you have been here for a long time. Some of you are the first time here today, or you're visiting us. So we're going to give you a picture of what a week looks like. Some of it anyway. We don't see all of it, so we can't tell you everything about it. There's lots of things that happen all around the place. So let's start with Sunday.
Sunday's in-person gathering. And that's been a little bit different, as we've just talked about. And I just wanted to say a big thank you for all those people that have gone the extra effort, because there's been a lot extra involved, especially with setting up. We've had to have wardens get your name, people putting chairs out. The AV team have gone above and beyond, the music team with the setting up, morning tea, people on bus runs, multiple extra people involved with that. And there's so many other things that are involved now with Sunday that weren't before. So I just want to say thank you for serving God in that way at this time.
And we've been encouraged to see the attendance here in our in-person gathering go from about 80 people in our first month till almost 100 people every week here, and sometimes more. Now, there's much more than numbers, but it's so encouraging to see people join us. And the other thing that's been encouraging is our kids. And Jess has done a great job. So we've welcomed more kids, and you could just tell this morning that we're having more kids join us, and that's a real blessing. We also had two junior soldiers that we enrolled last week. So
Picnic in the park has been happening once a month, and that's a great time for people to connect and get together. And every Sunday we also have house of prayer at 4 o'clock, and that has been growing as well. To get 16 people in the room to pray, no matter how big your church is an amazing thing. So a couple of weeks ago we had 16, and to be able to intercede on your behalf in a safe place, a place of privacy where things aren't shared, but only for the benefits of talking to the Lord and seeking His favour in His face in that number has been a great and powerful time that we've had. And I encourage you to come. It's not a closed group. Anyone can come. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon's House of Prayer.
We also have, over on this table, Kathy, can you be my, like, person there? Prayer request box. So if you want to ask for a particular prayer request, I've already seen some people use that this morning, please write it down, put it in our box, and we would love to pray for what is on your heart. Monday.
Mondays the office is closed, but there is still plenty that goes on. We've got four family stores that are associated with this core, and one of the great ministries that has happened in recent times that has continued again, because when COVID came, some things had to stop, some things were paused, but we're so grateful that many things restarted. And chaplaincy to the family stores is such a great ministry that some people are involved in. It's focused at Caloundra Road, but we're hoping to expand that. We're also hoping to expand the influence that we have in the community missionally through our Connect site. So we spoke with Ken a few weeks ago about Beerwar, and he's done a couple of weeks there. Did I see Ken here this morning? There he is. So if you've got some questions about how that's going, and we're looking for opportunities to move into our family stores more next year with more Connect sites possibly and more missional opportunities into our community. Here at the building, even though the office is shut, there's plenty of stuff going on. There are people who are employed full-time and part-time who are here on Mondays and through the week. Carol comes a couple of days a week, MoneyCare, Financial Services. Calvin is our family doorways worker who connects with the schools and connects with the community. Jess, obviously, Lynette, Karen and I are here, but not on Mondays. Have I missed anybody out? Yes, Lynn, our doorways worker. And there are other people who use our office space through the week.
Even accommodation services who've got people in housing in this area have come down to meet them here and have a sit out on the deck and use that as a meeting place. So Monday afternoon, we also have a partnership with the Department of Child Safety, and they come and do supervised visits here in our building, Monday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. So that's an exciting opportunity to provide a place for families to come and meet here.
Tuesday, the office opens up, and it's go almost from sunset to sunrise, other way around. Sunrise to sunset. It's not through the night, it's through the day. It's when the light shines. Karen, tell us what happens first thing on Tuesday.
Well, when we arrive, it's often already a hive of activity, starting with our women's ministry. So we have Lift Ladies in Fellowship together, and they'll be gathering here. Let me tell you, the last 2 weeks, we have more than 40 women gather for Lift. So that's a number that we haven't seen before. And as I said in our announcements, we're having a special guest this week, so we might even have more than 40. That'd be great. So that happens, and then some of our women stay for a Bible study. While we're here, though, we have a team of people turn up and get ready to cook our community meal. But we'll get to our community meal in a minute. We've started a new initiative just in the last month of having a prayer walk here, to walk the land, to walk and to pray in our kitchen and in this space and on the deck and in the car park, praying that God's power would be over this place, praying that this place is going to be God's place. And as we've done that, it's been a great opportunity to stand in the car park and pray for whoever may come in, and then a car drives in. How exciting is that? And after that, we start Connect.
So Connect, we have Connect Tuesdays, afternoons and Thursday mornings, an opportunity for people to come, anyone from the community to come in and get some material resources, some fresh fruit and veggies, whatever's on offer, if they've contacted the 1300 number to get some financial help. But really the idea is that they connect. They come, they chat, and they experience God's love. And if the opportunity's there, they hear about Jesus, which is why we do it. Connect, we've strategically moved Connect to Tuesday afternoon because it flows into our community dinner, which sort of is now restructured. We've told you about this, but we did meet out on the deck. Can you imagine 100 people out on the deck with chairs and tables? With our new COVID mindset, it's impossible to think that we could have 100 people having a meal on the deck. We have gone to a takeaway model, and now some of those people stay, very limited numbers on the deck, but it's still an opportunity for the people from the community to come, connect, have a meal, and if they want, they can hang around for Just Men Bible study afterwards. And those numbers have grown as well as we've opened God's Word and prayed for each other and shared life together.
We're very blessed. I hope you get a picture already of how God is blessing us in this place and using us to bless others. So we're going to Wednesday, and a quick disclaimer, there's a lovely photo here, and I may have used it out of context because it's about playgroup, and this little person doesn't come to playgroup, but we all love her and she's cute. So, Marnie, who's that? On Wednesday mornings, again, we're in part of a partnership with Family Program to provide a supervised visit for families of young children. So we're running a playgroup that works for our families who need support and our community. And it's something that's been a bit hit and miss. We had to stop during COVID. We're really wanting to build that to reach more families. But that's a great time Wednesday morning. What else happens on Wednesday?
Wednesday afternoon, Child Safety comes again to use our services. Yes. And Wednesday night, we've had another new thing since COVID, another opportunity to partner with a couple of groups from the community. So we've got two AA groups. One meets on Saturday afternoon and one meets on Wednesday night. And we've had the privilege of inviting people to that, and also people from those groups connecting with other things we do here at church. And we're expecting further connections and further growth in that area. And it's a real privilege to be able to host those guys who are looking for freedom.
Thursday. Are you tired yet? I'm feeling a bit weary. Thursday, we'll get to fishing, but Thursday morning, again, we have that opportunity for Connect, for Glenys and the team to come in. And it's a different team of people come on Tuesday and on Thursday, but it's a really wonderful time again to outreach. That's Thursday morning.
And fishing, we've changed locations. We've gone to a new place that has fish. We did talk about this the other week. I wasn't there, just gone by this week. I had an appointment, but I hear that there was a big altercation with a pelican. Was that right?
The pelican was very entertaining. Provided lots of information, interest. But again, we welcome families that we haven't met before. And people keep coming along. And they're wanting to chat. And it's so much more than catching fish. It's all about the sausages.
Is it about,
no, it's
is
not
it about being fishers of men?
It's about just forming relationships. And our kids do a great work of being evangelists. It's not about us doing it. Our kids are there as well, connecting with other kids in the community. So that's great. That's Thursday.
Now, Friday, you've got to have one day of rest. Nothing happens in this building on Friday. So this building has a chance to breathe.
Yet.
But the other things that we talked about that happened through the week, they still happen. The stores still open. The office is still open. People still come in for help. People still come in for connection. But it's good to have no organised activity so that there is one day. But we do have, obviously we use Fridays for preparation, for planning, for organising stuff for Sundays. So there's not a wasted day.
And Tim, there's things that happen not here.
Yes.
We have groups that meet in homes and other opportunities for people to connect, which is a great opportunity to just have that outside of these walls here.
And that connection that we have with the women's Bible study and the men's Bible study, there's a life group that meets in people's home, there's another Bible study. We're hoping in 2021 to expand those opportunities so that people have more places that they connect, they can open God's Word, they can pray together, they can enjoy the kingdom together. So look out for that in 2021, more opportunities to connect in small groups.
So Tim, Saturday, we don't again have any organised activities, but we do have one of our AA groups, and we have another church, an Indian Orthodox church, St. Mary's, that use our building once a month. We're able to bless them when they don't have a facility to meet. But there's always somebody around the place doing something. And this is really a unique place. I always say to people, there's not another church that has a facility like this, that has an outdoor chapel like this. We're incredibly blessed, as I said before. But on Saturday morning, we have a group of people that come regularly and do some gardening, don't we, Jody? Mm-hmm. And we're very thankful because come Sunday morning, we arrive, the chapel's been all tidied and the kangaroos have come and mowed the grass as well as people.
And they've left their little surprises for us.
And it's great.
And through the week, there's also people who come and help through the week. prepare our lawns. And we're very, very thankful for you guys as well who continue to maintain our grounds to such a high standard. If someone visits us, one of the first things they say is how wonderful the facilities here are. And we are truly blessed. And we thank you guys who help maintain that for us.
Tim, there's been a couple of things that due to COVID we stopped. We basically had to stop everything at first if we could possibly do it. But there are a few things that are still on leave on holiday. So our school breakfast that we do, our SAES team has really found it a great idea to do school breakfast, and it's been well received by the schools. But unfortunately, we haven't been allowed to go back in and do that at the moment.
But they are doing a sausage sizzle this week at Bunnings. Yeah, so next if you want to buy a sausage. 8 till 2. But the team is already organised, isn't it? You got the exact number of helpers, but it's a good... And they'll be able to use their new trailer, which we've also acquired somehow. I don't know how that's actually going to work.
It's
but
in the corridor as you walk
cool
down.
Cool room. Is that what I said? No, I don't know what I said. But yeah, the cool room is going to have its first day out.
Now, women, our night meeting, our flourish group, has been unable to meet. And for a good reason, because there are too many women that come to fit inside these facilities. That's a good problem to have. But we're hoping with restrictions changing, we may be able to join again for women's nighttime fun and fellowship together again.
So looking forward to 2021. There's some things that we want to do, some things that we have done in the past and things that we want to do. One of them is about welcoming new people.
We'd like to have an open doors like we had last year, just to see if people this year, I can't work it out. See, if you've arrived here and you don't know much about the Salvation Army or about this church, it's an opportunity to ask questions. So that will be an opportunity we'll have in the early next year, and also a membership class to look at soldiership and adherence. So if people are interested in finding out more, what is the Salvation Army? What do they believe? That'll be a great thing we want to do.
We're hoping to have another Alpha this year. We're hoping to move into those missional spaces through our family stores. We're hoping to have more small groups, more opportunities to connect. So there's quite a few things that we're looking forward to in 2021.
Now, can I ask who came on the bus? Who came on the bus today? Do you know what the back of the bus says? There's some words on the back of the bus. I've taken a photo. It says, because no one should do life alone. And that's not new. That's been around for a number of years in this church. And it's been a real catch cry. And some of you may have really resonated with that phrase, because no one should do life alone. Richard, he's like waving his hand up there, because that really sunk into Richard. And that was a real catalyst for him connecting here, because he knows no one should do life alone. Sorry, Richard. So Tim, can we take it a bit further than that?
We can. As a leadership team, we've been thinking, what is God calling us to as a church? So we've been working through a vision statement, and we've come up with our new vision statement, which incorporates that what we were about community. No one should do life alone, but the focus being Jesus. No one should do life alone. There's hope and freedom in Jesus. And that is what we'll be moving forward to as a church, especially in 2021, about community, about connecting with each other, but most importantly, connecting with Jesus, because that's where hope is found and that's where freedom is found.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I don't have anything else to say.
No, I don't either.
Well, thanks for chatting in the chapel with me, Karen.
Thank you. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions or something and you want to tell us those, maybe write it down. Or maybe come and tell us at a later time, because we really appreciate your opinions and we're so glad that you want to pass on those things. And maybe God's telling you something specifically for this church. So seek God in prayer. Ask him what it is. Actually, I wanted to tell you about this. Calvin told me through the week that they were having a meeting with a lady. Calvin's our family doorways worker and he supports families. And he was having a meeting with a lady, and child services were here as well, and it was a little bit distressing for her, and she ran off to go to the toilet. She came back, she'd pulled this off the wall, and she said to the people in the meeting, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. She took that as a great verse for her. She apologised for taking it off our wall, and Calvin said, it's there to take. Please take it. Stick it on your own wall. That's a promise for you from God. And he told her a bit about the Israelites and told her about Isaiah, and it was a great opportunity. Now, I don't know if you use our bathrooms here and you've seen those, but there are verses there. This one was at the beginning of this year, and we thought, wow, I'm about to do something new. See, it's already begun. And I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited. It is very exciting. You don't touch it, you leave it there. Jody, that's very good that you leave it there, because that means other people can see it. Now, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite Jess to come and read the Bible reading. Let's pray together. God, your overwhelming love just astounds us. We don't stand here today and say, look what great things the Caloundra Corps is doing. Look what great things we're doing as people. We want to stand here and say, look how great our awesome God is. And Lord, we want to lift your name high and praise you today. Lord, we ask you to show us the new thing. Show us the streams in the desert and where you want us to be moving. Lord, make us people who share your love. We thank you so much, God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. So I am reading from John 4:27-42. So just then his disciples came back. They were shocked to find him talking to a woman, but none of them had the nerve to ask, what do you want with her, or why are you talking to her? The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, Rabbi, eat something. But Jesus replied, I have a kind of food you know nothing about. Did someone bring him food while we were gone? The disciples asked each other. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God, who sent me, and from finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest, but I say, wake up and look around, the fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants and another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will gather the harvest. Many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, he told me everything I did. When they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many more to hear his message and believe. They said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you told us, but because we heard him ourselves. Now we know that he is indeed the saviour of the world.
Thank you, Jess. He is indeed the saviour of the world. Now, I did speak about the woman at the well a couple of months ago, the first part of John chapter 4, but we're going to go and follow this story right to the end today. And it's a great story, and it's a great story that helps us understand really what this is all about, that no one should do life alone. There's hope and freedom in Jesus. No one should do life alone. Now, when I read that, I think community. I think gathering together. I see people included. I see everybody in the same place with the same sort of momentum moving in the same direction. No one left out. But there's barriers in place. There's always barriers in place. And with COVID, we've seen a lot of physical barriers in place. You don't have to go too far to see crosses on the floor, arrows, dots, places, screens up. Barriers are very much part of our life now. That's okay. That's helping us. That's protecting us. But the real barriers that stop us connecting, that stop us interacting with others, are barriers involved with attitudes. They're feelings of the heart. They're things that separate us from other people because they're different to us. There's something about them that is different to me And so I put up a barrier. In a sense, it's a natural sort of thing. But Jesus is all about breaking down barriers. Jesus is all about everybody being included. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul says that there is no longer any Jew or Gentile, any Jew or Greek. There is no longer man or woman. All are included in Christ. And what he's saying, when you come to Jesus, when you get to know who Jesus is, when he becomes part of your life, those natural barriers that we have towards the other are broken down. Because in Jesus, everyone is on the same page. Everyone is in the kingdom. Everyone is included. I think that we do that pretty well. I think that as a church, we're really good at accepting people as they are. And that is exactly what Jesus did on this occasion with the woman at the well. He was breaking down barriers. Now, if you read the first part of John chapter 4, the barriers are established early on. Jesus is traveling through an area which he wouldn't necessarily have gone to, but he had a divine appointment with this lady. And he says to her, he sends the disciples away into the village, I think to get them out of the road, because they really would have mucked up this whole conversation because of their attitudes, their hard attitudes. And a woman comes to the well and he asks her for water, a perfectly natural thing to do at a well. There's also an underlying unusual thing about men meeting women at the well. And there's a lot of stories in the Old Testament about husbands finding their wives at the well. So there's a bit of a betrothal thing going on. So if you're looking for someone, the local watering hole, apparently the Bible recommends that you should go along to look for a life partner. But that's not what Jesus was doing here. He was also looking for a partner in a sense, but he was reuniting the Jews, who he was, and the Samaritans. They were two people groups that are separated, and he was joining them together. So when Jesus says to the woman, give me a drink, she says straight up, and possibly quite rudely, why would you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? Pretty much says, do you know what you're doing? This is entirely inappropriate. From me and for you, this conversation shouldn't happen. And just in case you weren't sure, the narrator said, because Samaritans and Jews don't get along. Just to make it really clear, this conversation shouldn't happen. But Jesus was about breaking down barriers, about getting rid of those cultural taboos, about including people, including this woman in particular, but also the people that she represents, the Samaritans, and bridging that gap between that in that society, and has continued throughout time, between men and women, that battle of the sexes thing, which doesn't really matter. There is no longer man and woman in Christ. We're all equal. We're all the same. God sees us all the same. We're all made in his image. We're all loved by God. And so throughout that conversation, Jesus breaks down the barriers and he tells her about this living water that she can have. He tells her about how to worship in spirit and in truth. And he reveals to her at the end, as she slowly comes to understand, this guy, he's just more than a Jewish guy at a well. Maybe he's a prophet. But then he says, I am the Messiah. Because she asks, when the Messiah comes, all this stuff you'll be talking about, he'll tell us the truth. He'll tell us what it's all about. And Jesus says, I am the Messiah. And it's exactly at that point that the disciples bumble into the conversation. They stumble in, they've got their food, and they look around and they go, hang on, this isn't right. They were surprised to find him talking with a woman. Surprised, astonished, shocked. That's the culture that they grew up in. That's how they saw it happening. And even worse, because Jesus was a rabbi, definitely frowned upon for a rabbi to be talking with a woman in public in this culture. But they weren't brave enough to ask the woman, what do you want? And they certainly weren't brave enough to ask Jesus, why are you talking with her? Because they'd started to learn that Jesus was different. If Jesus was talking to a woman, there was a reason for it. He was about setting new standards, reestablishing old ones, breaking down barriers, and including people. Now, the woman at the well, she had encountered Jesus. She had encountered the Savior. And there was something about her that was especially difficult because she was a woman who had a difficult past. If you read the first part of John chapter 4, you discover that Jesus knows that she has had five husbands and the man that she's living with is not her husband. Now, even today, that would be quite an unusual thing. And maybe that person might be ostracized today, but back then, definitely frowned upon. So even in her own village, she might have been some of an outcast. But Jesus didn't let that stand in her way. Jesus still spoke to her about the fact that she was included. No one should do life alone. And so when that conversation was interrupted, she left her jar and she went into the village, went back to the town and said to the people, come and see. Come and see this man. He's talking to me about hope. Come and see this man. He's talking to me about freedom, about the hope and the freedom that I can have, but the hope and the freedom that we can all have because we are included. We've been separated as a people. The Samaritans have been separated from the Jews. But this guy, he's talking about the fact that worship doesn't have to happen in this particular place or this particular place or this particular style. It's who we worship and how we worship in spirit and in truth. Come and see a man, he told me, everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? Could this be the Messiah? She had a hope for something amazing. And they responded. There was something about her offer that made them come out of the village. They streamed out of the village, came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples are fumbling and bumbling along. And they urged Jesus, Rabbi, eat something. I mean, that's what the task he gave them, go into the village and find something to eat. And they brought that back and they said, Jesus has some food. And he said, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. And they went, could someone have brought him food? Now, if you're hearing this story for the first time, maybe that's supposed to be humorous, I don't know. But there's quite a few occasions when the disciples just don't get it. And I don't blame them at all. Because we know the story. If you've read the story all the way through, the Gospels all the way through, you know that Jesus is a revealer of truth. He's a revealer of who he is. He is the Son of God after all. And having heard that for the first time and having met the man, imagine wrapping your head around that, that this is God come to earth as a man. This is Jesus. This is God with flesh on, God incarnate. And then all the truths that are involved with that. So I don't blame the disciples for when Jesus says, oh, you of little faith. Because they really only got it after the resurrection. They really only got it after the Holy Spirit came upon them and showed them the truths. And I think that's true for us as well. Sometimes we just don't get it. But when the Holy Spirit is able to minister to our lives and awaken us to God's word and what he has for us, suddenly it clicks into place. But Jesus is talking about a higher truth here. He said, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. What he's saying is his satisfaction is about being obedient, about doing the things that God wants him to do. And that truly, for us, is the only place where you can get genuine satisfaction. The woman at the well, when he said to her, I will give you water that you don't need to be thirsty about again, the woman misunderstood him and said, oh, I'd love that water. And these guys, he's saying, it's not about the food that you eat. If you've ever had a meal, McDonald's, a couple of hours later, not even that. You want that Big Mac again, it doesn't satisfy. In fact, no food satisfies more than a couple of hours. But doing the will of God, being in his service, doing the things that he wants you to do, being in the place that he wants you to do, that is when genuine satisfaction happens. That is when you can feel complete. That is when you can feel whole. That is when you can feel part of something. Do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. Now, we all have work to do. God's given us all jobs. But Jesus, being the unique God-man, had work to do that only he could do. In John chapter 17, when he's praying to God with the disciples in the Last Supper, he says to God, I glorified you on earth. God, I showed you what it was like. I showed them what you were like. I was a great example. I explained to them how they could connect with you, how they could worship you, how they could be one again with you. I have accomplished the work you gave me to do. But he did more than that. On the cross, in John chapter 19, it says that when his mission was finished, when his mission was complete, his last words were, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. because it's only because Jesus is our Saviour, that He took the sins of the world upon us, that He finished the work that we can be connected with God. That is the work that Jesus came to do, came to show us what God was like and to make a way for us to be connected back with God. So Jesus continues talking about food, and He expands the idea of them bringing food to this idea of harvest. Now, we're not an agricultural society anymore. If you want bread, you go to the store. By the way, there's some bread over there if anybody's short. It's still good for today. I wouldn't eat it tomorrow. But if you need some bread, you go to the store. If you need some eggs, you turn up there. None of this planting and harvesting business. Any farmers out there currently working on the farm? Yeah, not one. Anyone come from a farming background? A couple. So you would understand that the planting, the sowing, that's the hard part. Getting the ground ready, putting the seeds in, often very arduous, often very painful, often very time-consuming. But the harvest, that's when the rejoicing happens. That's why we have harvest festivals back in ye olde days. The celebration of the crops coming in, the food was in great supply. And that's how it was back then, 4 months until the harvest. But Jesus is saying the harvest for you guys is right now. You don't need to wait. The fields are ripe for the harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws away, and the harvest a crop for eternal life. And I'm imagining that as the people are streaming out of the town, He is seeing opportunities for the harvest. These people have come to hear the good news about Jesus, and they are ready to experience eternal life. And the sower and the reaper may be glad together. One sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap where you have not work. Throughout the centuries, these people have heard the fact that there was someone coming. There was a Redeemer coming. The Messiah was coming. And here He was in their presence. The harvest was happening. But after Jesus went back to the Father, these disciples went out. They were told in Acts 1:8. Jesus said to them, share the good news. Be my witnesses in Jerusalem, where you are, in Judea, the surrounding area, in Samaria, where we are right now, and to the ends of the earth. And they were able to reap a harvest because there was an expectation. Now, for us as a church, when we share community with each other, when we say no one should do life alone, when we talk about freedom, when we talk about hope with people who come into our property or in the community, we are sowing seeds. And often that feels very fruitless, to be honest, because you can have a conversation with someone and it can even turn into spiritual things, but you might not necessarily seem that you've made a connection. But I know in recent days that there have been very substantial harvests that have happened in this place. There has been conversations where people have come to Christ, and there are people who are coming to find out what we're all about. What is this community all about? What is this light that you keep talking about? The light on the hill. The fact that we are the light of the world, sharing God's love. People want to know about that. So don't be discouraged, maybe, if you've put in maybe years of conversations with people, years praying for people week in and week out. At our prayer meeting, our house of prayer, sometimes we pray for people regularly. Their name comes up week after week after week. That's the sowing. The promise is that the harvest will come. So keep sowing. Keep pushing in. Keep trusting. Keep having those conversations, because the harvest will come. And when it does, the sower and the reaper will rejoice together. And so this section, this story, comes to an end with the people streaming out from the village. They met Jesus. They knew there was something about Him. They asked Him to stay a couple of days. And then at the end of the story, they say to the woman, we no longer believe just because what you said. We now have heard for ourselves, and we know this man really is the Saviour of the world. There's no second-hand Christians. There's no second-generation Christians. You need to encounter Jesus for yourself. You need to meet the man who is the Saviour of the world, the one who can save you. I'm going to ask the musicians to come up, and we're going to sing a song now. And it's called Mighty to Save. Jesus is the one who is mighty to save. Now, if I've been talking to you about hope and about freedom and you haven't really connected with that because you haven't really ever met Jesus. You don't know what it means for Jesus to be your Savior. As we sing these words, I pray that you will ask God to help you understand what that's all about. And if you are curious, please have a conversation with the person you came with. And if you came alone, I'm more than happy to talk to you about what it means to have Jesus as your Savior, so you too can experience hope and experience freedom in Jesus. But for people who've been Christians for a while, people who've been sowing for a while, people who've been harvesting for a while, because you've got to do one or the other. If you're not sowing and you're not harvesting, what are you doing? There is a time to wait, that's true. But Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a time to plant and there's a time to reap. Who in your life do you need to be sowing into? Who do you need to be praying for? Who do you need to be showing the love of Jesus to? Ask God to have that person come into your mind, the one that you need to be sharing God's love with. My Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. As we sing these first two verses and choruses together, let's be reflective before God and let's spend time asking God, God, what is it you want from me today?
One needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the failures. Reveal my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you did conquer the grave. Thank you, Jesus, that you are mighty to save. Lord, let us be a church where no one needs to do life alone because they have met you and they are part of a community. Lord, let us be a church where people find hope and people find freedom in you, Jesus, because there's hope and there's freedom in you. Lord, as we continue to sing this song, as we continue to lift your name high, as we remember that we need to let our light shine, Lord, I pray that you will help us be a people that attracts others. That people will come and see us, and when they see us, they see you. And when they see you, they meet you, they find the hope and the freedom that they've been looking for. Lord, we pray this for each one of us and for our church and for our nation. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite you to stand now. We're going to sing the chorus.
Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
The benediction. Now as we go, our God, help us to proclaim Jesus, Messiah, Lord, Saviour, Redeemer, that others may encounter you. Thank you for including us. Thank you for connecting us. Thank you that we don't have to do life alone. We have Jesus, we have each other. And as we go, O God, remind us each day we are a people of hope. Indeed, we are messengers of hope. And until we meet again, keep us in the love of Jesus where there is all we need. I pray in His name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.